I couldn't see the streaks in the window until the sunlight hit it. Now I've got to wash them again.
The sunlight helped you to see the streaky window, and the light of Jesus helps us see sin. It's a great day here at Keys for Kids. As always, I'm Zach, and as always, I'm glad that you're here with me. In the Gospel of John, chapter 8, verse 12, Jesus said this, "I am the light of the world." Now, that doesn't mean that Jesus is like a torch or a flashlight. It means that the perfect life of Jesus helps us to see our own sin more clearly. And when you compare your life to his, it's easy to see your sin. That's why you need to trust in Jesus for forgiveness. It's the only way to be truly clean. Once you do, his light is able to shine through you so that other people can see him through your actions. Well, that's what our story is all about today. It's called Sunlight. Kendrick climbed up the stepladder, washed the window, and then dried it with a soft rag. When he was finished, he proudly looked up at the nice, clean glass. He didn't wash windows often, but he heard Mom say it needed to be done, and he decided to surprise her. "Mom," Kendrick called, going into the house, "can you come to the living room a minute?" When Mom came in, Kendrick pointed to the clean window. "Kendrick, what a nice surprise," Mom exclaimed. She gave him a big hug. It had been a dreary gray morning, but the sun finally came out and the afternoon was beautiful. As Kendrick walked through the living room, he glanced at the large window. "Oh no," he said. He couldn't believe his eyes. Now, with the sun shining so brightly on the glass, he saw big streaks all over it. "Mom," he called, "what happened to this window?" Mom came in and looked at the window. "It looked great till the sunlight hit it," she said. "The light of the sun makes any streaks show up. It's happened to me many times." Kendrick groaned and went to get the ladder from the garage so he could wash the window again. For their family devotions that evening, Mom read several verses from the Gospel of John. "Do these verses remind you of anything that happened today?" she asked with a smile. Kendrick thought about it. "Well, I had a problem with sunlight hitting the windows, and those verses called Jesus the light of the world," he said. "Is that what you mean?" Mom nodded. "You didn't see those streaks on the glass until the sunlight hit the windows, and people don't see their sin until the light of Jesus shines on it." "I had to wash those streaks away," said Kendrick. "And we need to have sin washed away too, don't we?" "Yes, we do," answered Mom. "When we admit our sin and trust Jesus as our Savior, he washes the sin and darkness from our hearts." So what about you? Has the light of Jesus shined into your heart? Have you seen the streaks of sin that are there? Would you like to have your heart and life washed clean? Everyone sins by doing things that are wrong, but Jesus died to free us from sin. When you admit you're a sinner and put your trust in him, he will wash you clean. For more information on what it means to trust in Jesus, check out the Have You Heard the Good News section on page 102 of the Keys for Kids print devotional. Our key verse today,
John 8:12. Jesus said, "I am the light of the world."
And our key thought for today, Jesus is the light of the world. I really like to read, and I like to read the Keys for Kids stories every day. If you like to read too, now you can read the Keys for Kids stories on your Nook or Kindle. And there's more than just the stories, you can also find activities too. All you gotta do is grab a parent and go to keysforkids.org and then click shop. The Keys for Kids ebook is a great way to have devotionals with God every day. So jump into his word with Keys for Kids and get the ebook at keysforkids.org. I'm Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.